This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the 2018 Farm Progress Show. The show is in its 65th year, coming up later this summer. My goodness, there's life in that sheep and goat market. Oh, you better believe it. I'll talk about it coming up after this. I know it's awful early to be talking about the Farm Progress Show, but I heard the other day Matt Youngman, the show manager, was sharing with us how the crops are coming along. They got them planted. They got the corn put in the ground there at the Farm Progress Show site at Boone, Iowa, by the 28th of April. All 360 acres in the ground. Now, that's the corn that'll be used for field demonstrations come August. That is a short maturity corn, 78 to 80 days. So the combines will have mature corn to roll through the end of August, and then there'll be the ride and drive opportunities taking place out in those fields, and tillage demonstrations, stover baling demos too at that Iowa Farm Progress Show. Yes, back in Iowa, there at Boone, coming up at the end of August. Get the dates on the calendar so it doesn't sneak up on you. August 28th, 29th, and 30th for the Farm Progress Show 2018 edition. Well, for many years, it was a little bit difficult to get a lot of people excited about the lamb market or the wool market. But, oh, that's changed. Oh, and goats, too. One of the experts at Texas A&M, Reed Redden, said it used to be that wool prices would barely cover the shearing cost. But he says now producers are seeing profits ranging from about $25 to as much as $50 per fleece for those shorn sheep. He says there's a lot of interest in merino wool for performance wear, merino wool from merino sheep, and mohair that comes from Angora goats. That's become a highly requested commodity, too, as the prices have risen just about 30% over the past year. While the wool and mohair demand is high, it's really nothing compared to the demand for lamb and goat meat. Lamb and goat markets have really been gaining momentum over the last 5 years. In fact, the experts say producers really can't keep up with the demand for lamb. The demand for lamb comes primarily from ethnic markets, but it should be noted, lamb has also become a trendy meat option for millennials. The demand for lamb is much larger than what the United States can supply. So, as has been the case for many, many years, lamb is imported in large quantities from Australia and New Zealand. When you take a look at the goat meat, Texas is the top producer by far. 35% of the supply of goat meat in the United States comes from that one state, the Lone Star State. And if you're looking at the ranks of the sheep producers, well, yep, once again, Texas is at the top, number one in sheep production, number one in mohair production. But if you take a look at the production of wool, it falls behind some other states. I'll be back after this.